huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and I think there's this great big fat myth out there that you should just trust your intuition. Go with your gut. Trust your intuition. It never lets you down. The universe has got your back. The universe is never wrong. You are never wrong. Here you are. You're wrong a lot. I'm wrong even more. Come on. Come on. Now, when people just say, just trust your intuition, I think that's lazy. I think that they're missing out on research, due diligence. I think that it's often just an excuse for rushing things or not being thorough. Now, I do want to separate it before I get a few complaints. Okay, so should you trust your intuition when it comes to people? Is there a difference between trusting your intuition with people as there is business models and opportunities and strategies and tactics? Well, people and strategies and tactics, there probably is a slight difference. So I'll talk about that. But some people say, oh, Rob, well, you know, I just want to feel connected to a mentor. No. You need to go and do some research and check that that mentor has walked the walk as well as talked the talk. That they've got the proven experience that you need. And actually, whether you like them should be about fifth on the criteria. Like, I want a mentor who will call me out on my shit. And if I'm doing something stupid, will freaking well tell me and won't sugarcoat it. And, you know, be sensitive to my feelings. Even I am quite a sensitive soul. So when it comes to people, I think some people trust people too easily. So their intuition is wrong. And some people don't trust people enough, and so their intuition is wrong. So actually, our intuition is also our bias. So yeah, some people say, well, we're human beings, and we have the innate sense of what people are like. But we have our own biases and experience and environment and upbringing, which gives us a cognitive clouding. So me, for example, I trust people way too quickly and way too easily, and has turned me over in business a few times. Now, is that also good about me? Well, yeah, because that means that I can start some fruitful relationships quickly. But it also means I'm quite easy to screw over. So should I trust my intuition, which is the same every time, which is trusting everyone? I probably shouldn't. I probably should go to people who are really very slow to trust and untrusting and skeptical and get some advice from them. I should go and do some research, some due diligence. I should check that they've got the skills, the traits required. You know, should you trust your intuition when it comes to starting a business? Probably not. You should research trends. You should go and figure out if it is the right business model for you and your skills and your talents. If there is actually a market for it, but my intuition tells me I need to decorate cakes in pink icing. There's no freaking market for it. Okay, now, do I believe human beings can pick up on micro signs and read people? Yes. But, you know, sometimes people judge people in one area across all the areas. Like they say, how you do anything is how you do everything, but I'm not sure that that's the case. I think we might behave differently in our family life, our social life, our business life, our financial life. So be honest with yourself and give me a yes in the comments if you've ever done this, or a no if you haven't. But have you ever said to yourself, I'm going with my gut, I'm trusting my intuition, when in reality, you just didn't do research, you took things for granted, and you avoided hard things? Now, someone has just said there, my gut feeling has always been right. I don't think it is. I mean, Samantha, I love you. You know I do. But I think that's one of our biases. You know, when we say my gut feeling has always been right, what we do is we want to trust our gut feel. And so then we filter to say, ah, you see that and that instance, my gut feel was right about that. But I'm sure sometimes it's been wrong. Now, let me challenge this politely because I think Samantha is brilliant. Where you will filter and prove, again, I think they call this cognitive bias. You will filter and prove what backs up what you already believe. So if you believe your gut feeling is the right feeling, then you will filter, distort, delete, defend and justify that, because that is part of an identity of who you are. But what about the opportunities you've missed out on because you've said no to because of your gut instead of doing the due diligence and the research and the analytics? What about the challenge that you've missed out on? Because sometimes people go on their gut or their intuition because they want people to support their argument, but sometimes you need people to challenge your argument. What about the business opportunities you said no to? What about the ones you said yes to, but other opportunities could have been bigger and there could have been an opportunity cost of that? So I'm just going to be honest with you. And look, I want to challenge you, and that's my job. So hopefully this gets you to think, even if you don't agree with me. That's right, because everyone's entitled to my opinion. Everyone is entitled to their own way. Of course, it doesn't need to be said, but I'll get some hater on this, of course. But honestly, I know, if I'm honest with myself, sometimes I go with my gut and my intuition because I can't be asked to do all the work and the research to find out the details, the specificities, that are required to actually go into that venture properly. And I'll say start now and get perfect later, and I'll figure it out as I go. But I make a bad decision, right? But I could have made a better decision. I know I trust people too quickly sometimes, and I know some of you trust people too slowly. So you say, oh, my gut has never been wrong, but it's protecting yourself when you could have had more opportunities because you say no more than you say yes, because maybe you're a bit overly skeptical. So what I would say to summarize then is, by all means, sense how you feel. Now, reading people is different from reading business models. And you know, if you get a really funny, weird feeling that you can't put your finger on about someone, yes, you should think about that. Yes, you should listen to that. But you shouldn't just dismiss it. You should go and do the research. Go and speak to people. Go and do some background checks. Because you might be wrong. Here's the thing. Let's say you've just started in property and you've got this gut instinct about property. Well, you've just started it. You've got no experience. So you can only really trust your intuition and gut when you've got decades of experience in the field. Because what is a gut instinct? What is intuition? I think it's all the experience over the decades, all layered into these neurological pathways that unconsciously just fire off and feed you really quick information. I think that's what intuition is. But if you've just gone into the business, or you're just starting in the thing, or you're notoriously bad at reading and judging people, trusting that intuition, there is no experience or basis of it. So therefore, it's not the smartest thing to do. And I see people starting in business all the time and just trusting their intuition and trusting this person, when in fact that it's wrong. You can't trust it. You should mistrust your intuition in areas where you don't have experience, you don't have longevity, you don't have consistency, and you don't have all of that knowledge of years and those nuanced experiences and those challenges and those difficulties to fall back on. Now, of course, if you've been doing something for decades, then of course your intuition is going to guide you and it's going to save you a lot of time. But I just wanted to challenge you on that, because a lot of people say, here's the thing. I've done a couple of posts about this, and I've seen people comment going, yeah, I've always trust my intuition. Yeah, I trust my gut. And I think, okay, well, I usually talk about business. I'm not judging the individual, but the results. I look at the person's results and I think, well, you're just starting out, or you don't really have that much results yet in business. So I can't trust you that you trust your intuition, because you've just started and you haven't got the experience and the results necessary. So, you know, people say they buy from people they like. Well, I try not to buy from people I like. I try to buy from people who've got the experience and the results in the thing. And also, people are often, they're not self-aware. Oh, I always trust my intuition. It always serves me well. They say when they're in debt and they haven't actually got any results yet. And again, not judging the person, judging where they're at. Because remember, I've got this podcast. It's called The Disruptive Entrepreneur. And it's helping you become a disruptive entrepreneur and make money in business and start and scale. So I think you've always got to look at the results and the proof and the history and the experience and the research and the due diligence. And then if you're on the fence, then trust your gut. Let me know what you think in the comments if you're watching the live. I'd love your thoughts. If you're listening to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast, this is a rant. Because I just think it's an excuse. We've got to get rid of all of our excuses and our biases if we want results. But listening to the podcast, you listen to me in 204 countries. Millions of you listen to me in 204 countries. But most of you aren't in the disruptive entrepreneur community. What are you doing? Come and talk to me. Come and talk to us all. It's in on the Facebook. It's Disruptive Entrepreneur Community on Facebook. Come and request to join. I'll let you in. Let's come and debate together. I want your thoughts and opinions and feedback. This is not supposed to be a monologue. So let me know in the comments and come and join the community. Love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Quick one. Let me know what you think. And remember this. Talk doesn't cook rice. And if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.